Welcome to another episode of the Wednesday Pull List. I am one of your hosts, Lex, and technically this episode is going to be a little different. Simon's not here at this point of it because this is going to be part two of episode 63. It was a stupid long episode where we talk about our least favorite characters in the Star Wars universe. So I'm not going to talk your ear off with a bunch of news or anything. We're just going to get right back into the episode. And if you're listening to this and you haven't checked out last week's episode, listen to that first, or else none of this will make sense. I hope you guys enjoy it, and we will see you next week.
Anakin was always evil. And so I feel like Qui-Gon's last words would have been like, we might have been wrong.
Yeah.
And then he died.
I made a mistake.
Take a fall again.
We might have been wrong, dude. Just try to win the war on your own. Leave this guy out of it. It's like
this is when the fun begins.
It was like if a 7-year-old murdered a bunch of people now, and then you're like, you know what, that guy needs to be the president of the United States.
He obviously knows what he's doing.
He's gonna save the world. Let's give him a few chances.
Yeah, isn't that the plot to Brightburn or whatever? Like, that's I feel like that's what that movie's about.
Oh, Brightburn was good.
I haven't seen it.
I didn't see that yet.
Brightburn was good.
I haven't seen it.
But again, viewers and listeners, my recommendations on good movies are not that they're good. It's that I enjoy them.
You said that they were good, though. You didn't say they were watchable. You said that they were good.
That movie was entertaining. Entertaining for me, which is probably
What level of toast would you give it?
Oh, wait, so we have a new rating system on comic books. It's a toast level. We can't decide on if burnt toast is
It doesn't
I feel like burnt toast would not be good because nobody enjoys burnt toast.
So we made it it's very ambiguous, so we can basically just rate anything whatever we want. So on a toast scale, Brightburn would be probably burnt toast. It was bad.
Oh, was it bad?
It was bad, yeah.
It wasn't no unfrosted Pop-Tarts with a little butter on them.
I don't like unfrosted.
That's top. That's good. That's good stuff. Try it and then talk to me.
That's weird. That's too much work, man. Pop-Tarts are supposed to be easy.
Yeah.
That's the best way to have them, I'm telling you.
So Anakin was bad. Anakin was bad because, first of all, he didn't give a shit about his uncle and aunt that took him in. Fuck those guys. Did they get killed? They got killed, right?
Who are you talking about? Are you talking about Luke or Anakin?
Anakin.
He didn't care about his uncle and aunt. He didn't have an uncle and aunt.
What uncle and aunt?
I thought, no, he was a slave. That's right.
Yeah. First of all, he was born immaculately. So
that was a slave. He was just born. Watto. Yeah.
There was Watto's, no father.
Watto's
the only relative he had, he left in slavery to the Sand People and then got mad a few years later.
And then murdered them all. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Like, I sold her off.
Let's take my mom out of this shithole and move her to Coruscant.
I'm just going to kill all these guys.
Where she will also live in a shithole.
Yeah.
That's right. Anakin was always a bad character, and I don't realize how they propped him up to all – like, even if – so let's say they gave him a couple of mulligans, and he was the Padawan to Obi-Wan. Obi-Wan knew that he was evil.
Yeah.
Obi-Wan knew that he was bad.
Everyone knew that the Earth was round.
That's true.
No, that's just a,
that's true.
That's
true.
That's a Men in Black. That's a minor Men in Black quote for you. So let's just as these go on, I get way drunker. I don't know if everybody here realizes.
It's perfect. sounds like slouch of death.
Slowly disappears.
Anakin was a racist. George Lucas' son. No, but you were talking about everybody knowing that he was evil.
Yeah, I mean, the character, he's just bad in general, but he has no redeeming qualities throughout those first three movies. Like,
never.
He does this shitty thing, but
and gets away with it.
Really, right. Hmm. And really, and it continues into the expanded universe as far as Clone Wars or whatever.
Yeah.
He does some stuff where he saves this many people, whatever. What kills me about the Clone Wars, what actually I get kind of sad, is like watching all the random clone troopers get picked off. Like, it's always like some adventure he's on and like everybody but his guy, Rex, dies.
They humanize the clones, but then they just like mercilessly kill hundreds of them every episode.
Yeah. There was an episode where there was some giant pit monster on the, what world was it? I don't remember. Anyway, there's some giant pit monster that can't be killed, and all of a sudden they figure out how to kill it, and they bring it back, or they put it to sleep, bring it on Coruscant.
A ton of human blood.
Yeah.
It gets full of clones.
They put it to sleep and bring it on Coruscant, and then it goes crazy again. And they
I remember that episode.
Yeah, but he kills a shit ton of clones, like so many clones. But yeah, there's nothing that humanizes Anakin. Like you said, it fails because there's nothing other than just making him this dumbass kid that makes him innocent.
And not to mention, like, even outside of all that, he has that secret romance with Padme that the whole time
he's secret romance with Jedi
code. Obi-Wan's like, hey, man, you shouldn't be doing this. You shouldn't be doing this. You shouldn't be doing this. He's like, guess what, motherfucker? She's pregnant, dog.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, man, you ever had sex?
What are you going to do, stupid?
Yeah. He's like, have you done this? You're a bitch. So this, obviously, he's done it.
So he wasn't all about
sex with that chick on Mandalore.
Obi-Wan?
Yeah, in the Clone Wars, he was banging the Mandalore princess. He
talks about it.
And this is going to be a segue into Obi-Wan.
But he wrapped it up. Anakin was barebacking.
Obi-Wan's not, he wasn't on my list, but the more we talk about him, the more I realize, like,
Obi-Wan is totally on my list.
He was my favorite character. And now that we talk about him, it's like, he was actually kind of a bad Jedi. Like, he wasn't really good.
He's not a great Jedi. I like Obi-Wan because he has these humanistic flaws, but he is not he's not a master. You know what I mean? Like, there's
no he's a terrible Jedi. Yeah.
Yeah. He's just a dude that
he became
master
a master because his got murdered in front of him.
Yeah.
And then he had this buddy that apparently if a fucking Jedi master dies, would promise to get somebody in the Jedi Order, everybody
you're
just
in.
And they're like, hey, and you know what?
Yeah.
Y'all won't have PTSD together. Y'all are gonna train.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Obi-Wan, you're now a Jedi Master.
Yeah, yeah. And that's part of why I like him. That he just like that he was kind of was forced into it, but he became a Jedi Master by chance. And then
was Obi-Wan ever a Jedi Knight?
I think he was a Jedi Knight he was under. No,
that's
he was
actually.
A
That brings up a good point because he was a Padawan.
He was a Padawan to Qui-Gon.
The braid thing
and then
the
became
first
a master.
Boom.
Yeah.
No, I think he was a Jedi Knight. He wasn't a master in the second one.
But he had Anakin as his Padawan in the second one.
Well, Anakin had Anakin wasn't a Jedi master. He wasn't a master, and he had a bad one as far as the Clone Wars are concerned.
Yeah, that's true.
So I think he was a master, but not on the council,
and
I guess.
And then the third one, he was on the council.
Fuck, dude. I just didn't want to have sex with myself saying that.
And the second one,
you don't want to fuck yourself.
what redeeming qualities in the second one made Obi-Wan like, oh, you know what? This guy needs to be a master.
Definitely.
He still didn't do that good of a job.
He's kind of an asshole, and
he was Anakin's sidekick.
He doesn't have redeeming qualities, and he was just condescending. Like, not that Anakin was better, but.
Well, the way that I see Obi-Wan.
They had a toxic relationship.
The way that I see Obi-Wan is that Obi-Wan got the kid that he didn't want. So it's like Qui-Gon wanted the kid. To come and be.
So who really lost?
Qui-Gon
dodged the bullet.
Qui-Gon dodged the bullet. He died. And then Obi-Wan's like, man, I didn't want to fucking take care of this kid. Anyways, none of the Jedi Council wanted to deal with him because they already told him, like, we don't want to fuck with this kid.
Yeah, so this kid is over here mumbling and talking to him about murdering people.
Like, hey, guys, we are the Jedi Council for a reason. We're the Jedi Council for a reason. We're telling you this kid's bad news. Yeah, he's powerful, but. We should just leave him alone.
What happens between episode 1 and episode 2 when he's just jacking it in his room constantly?
That's why he's so angry.
Like, that's where he spent all his
he's
training.
Angry because he's jacking it?
Yeah, well, because he can't have a real chick because he's not allowed to mess with real chicks. Yeah.
Well, because also the only girl he ever met he fell in love with who's 10 years older and living on a different planet.
Yeah, 6 to 10 years older at least.
Obi-Wan.
Gross.
Obi-Wan was bad. Even in
he was a bad teacher.
Even in the original trilogy.
Oh, okay. So I have him written as he's the galaxy's pathological liar of the whole series. Because it's really like bad. Episode 4, it's like, hey, these droids, I've never seen those guys before. And it's like, what the fuck? Like,
hey, we're best friends.
Who fought a war with them?
You guys were at my wedding.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, okay, so he's never seen the droids. Luke and Leia, not going to tell that one until like, oh, yeah, by the way, I totally lied. Kind of, but not really, but I did.
I killed your dad. Or
I lied about your dad.
Sorry. I thought I killed your dad. I thought I killed your dad after I found out your mom was pregnant.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Sorry, because Natalie Portman is hot. Yeah. I just wanted
hey,
to smash.
You guys are brothers and sisters. I don't even think he told them that they were brothers and sisters. They found that on their own. Didn't
no, he had like he was like, well, yeah, there's another because he's like Yoda said this, and he's like, yeah, we did.
Yeah.
And then Luke's like Leia, and he's like, yeah, you're a good guess, dude. And it's like,
yeah, good, you caught it.
Sure, why not? Yeah. Do you know there's
it was a multiple choice? You picked the right one.
There's millions of people in the galaxy.
Yeah, and you just happen to swap spit with the one you're related to closely.
Like, well, the thing was, he was like, fuck, I hope it's not Leia. Is it Leia? And you're like, yeah, fuck.
That's all those hours spent masturbating.
That's why he gets that. He's like, please don't let it be Leia. Please don't let it be Leia.
Simon just keeps going back to these Jedi's just jacking it all the time.
What else do they have?
I just imagine that
Simon. What else do they have to do?
Meditate? Use the Force? I don't know.
I imagine that Simon.
They're not great at that.
Simon has a pretty in depth fan fiction about Jedi masturbation.
Don't bring my private works into this podcast, okay?
You can find it at JediMeditation.net.
You can't read it because all the pages are stuck together.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. So, Obi-Wan is a bad character just all the way around.
Yeah.
All the way around.
Yes, not a great character.
He obviously wasn't a good teacher, and then he... His answer was to try to kill his student. He was like, listen, motherfucker, I didn't want to teach you anyway.
And he got his head cut off or whatever, turned into vapor.
He just stripped down naked and ran out of his room.
My theory is that he was like, I'm too old for this shit. I'm just going to disappear.
Yeah.
Like, you think he murtaught it?
He's still alive. But he's just like, hey, man, I didn't want to be a part of this shit.
He went out for cigarettes.
He's like, I didn't want to be a part of this shit anyways. He's like, man, listen, I just wanted to be a Jedi. I wanted to collect a check. I wanted to get my pension. And I wanted to fucking chill. He's like, I didn't sign up for any of this shit. He's like, hey, Darth Vader. And then the whole him and Darth Vader's interaction doesn't really have the depth of their relationship. So obviously they didn't know how deep they were going to write it. But he just disappeared. It's like, fucking peace.
It would have been certainly more interesting if they brought in any of their past, like, I loved you. Anything. I know that's kind of extreme.
Or he would have said that and then started making out.
Or if he would have said if the connection was the I hate you line, like if they would have said that in the old movie and they said it in the old
even
movie,
if yeah,
I would have been like, this that is
that or
great.
Even like you betrayed me, anything to connect those.
So
movies.
My thing is like if they would
remember that time you chopped my legs and arm off on that lava planet.
So the dialogue in the old movie, if the dialogue in the old movie was you were supposed to be the chosen one, you were supposed to save us all, and then I hate you. If they would have said it again, if there would have been the parallel between the two, I'd be like, oh, this movie's good.
The prophecy didn't exist until the fucking prequel.
That's true.
Yeah, the only thing that connects those movies is hello there. That's what that is what connects the prequels and the sequels with Obi-Wan. Hello there.
Yeah,
I knew
your father.
Working on
and the thing is, like,
I know your father. Beats me.
One thing that I hate about
I've been jacking off in this hobbit or this hermit place in the fucking desert for
like, hey, man, I've been hanging out with these sand people because your dad hates sand people, so I'm a fucking sand person now.
He definitely won't come around here.
Just hanging out, man.
One thing that I hate about the new trilogy is that they don't really talk about Obi-Wan. They don't really they don't talk about Darth Vader at all. I mean, fucking Kylo does, kind of.
Yeah,
like,
he kind of talked to his fucking dad.
Punching himself.
Yeah, Darth Vader is much bigger. I feel like if Obi-Wan is going to be such a big character in the prequels and
he was so
original
important.
Trilogy, then he should have crossed over. Like, should have been something other than him saying Rey. Like that was it. Like genuinely it. And the last movie, Rise of Skywalker.
I was like, I mean, they're going to definitely show these forest ghosts of all these characters. Why not? Yeah. But they're like, no.
Yeah.
So, no, well, you just get some mashed up audio.
Nah. Also, Qui-Gon Jinn is the first one to discover that shit. Can we just talk about that for 1 second? Just like one split second.
Oh, yeah. And
they
bring
that up in episode
offhandedly,
one.
How offhandedly they bring it up. It's like,
wait, hey, did they say he was the first one?
They say my master. He says my master figured out how to.
He figured out some ancient thing, but like they didn't imply like he was the only one.
Yoda says that he had figured out a way to become one with the Force and basically become a Force ghost.
Dude, so Qui-Gon needs to be on my list. I know he's not on a lot of people's list, but I hate that.
He would have been on my list too if I had like maybe one or two slots. But he would have been.
I like Qui-Gon. As far as
he was with this old Buddhist asshole that like ended up destroying the fucking Jedi.
Yeah, it was his fault.
I mean, I like him.
It was his fault. Like
yeah.
He's like, man, this kid has
what's to like though? Like
he's just trying to save God. Hey man, we're just trying
to get along, man. Let's bring this kid. He seems pretty harmless, and everybody's like, dude, he shows the signs of a fucking psychopath. And it's like,
he's trying to save Gotham from itself.
Gotham is fucked. Dude.
He was trying to burn it all down like he was in Batman.
That's it. He's an agent of the League of Shadows in the Star Wars universe to burn it all down.
The thing is, like, hey, man, who's your dad?
Unlocked it. I don't know
dad?
If y'all realize.
You don't have a dad?
Roll credits.
wait a second. You don't have a dad? You're the fucking chosen one.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, man, I'm seven and I'm a fucking slave. I don't even know.
If it was Lando, he would have been like, let's go find your dad, kid.
Let's go find your dead kid.
Is that your mom over there being all slave-like? How about you keep it?
Her and I are going to have a little talk.
Yeah. We're going to see how much you're worth.
Oh, my God.
I'm so unnecessarily proud of my Lando Calrissian impression.
You did a good one.
I've been working on it for so long, and it's so not good.
Next up on my list is a character. Again, a lot of my characters won't be on everyone's list, but it's Yaddle.
Just who even is that? You know?
Yeah, okay. Like, honestly. Such an obscure character that he to hate. I was like, what?
Webb mentioned it earlier.
Like, I don't really hate Yaddle because I don't know much about him. But therein lies my gripe. Yoda.
No, that's absolutely. Yeah, no, I'm with you.
Yoda is this all powerful.
That fucking character to like, oh, I should have known.
But this, listen, Yoda is this all powerful, just the epitome of like Jedi. He's the all powerful, whatever. And then even in The Mandalorian, baby Yoda is supposed to be this character that they're just like, oh my God.
It's just a 50 year old like Joe Pesci, though. So,
yeah, hey, man. But they're a flat circle.
But they're putting on so much emphasis like on their Yoda. So the only other character of this species is on the Jedi Council.
The only female ever
is on the Jedi Council, but she doesn't do.
So I'm sorry you didn't get to see true green little people bang.
I wanted to see it.
But like my complaint is with the Jedi Council added altogether and her. Like the Jedi Council is supposed to be the top of the Jedi. They don't really do shit.
Yeah.
They're actually kind of worthless.
I mean, they obviously were counseling quite a bit.
Yeah, too much. That's what they should have been.
Episode one, they really have the worst counsel. And then, God, that's
because they had that conehead dude.
They had the conehead guy with the weird ponytail.
Howdy Mundy or whatever.
Yeah, they had the long neck guy.
Is the best.
He'd be the worst Jedi.
Only if he has a robot chicken.
Because all you do is
throw... Yeah, the robot chicken episode. Everyone I know is dead.
Everyone I know is dead. Yeah. Yaddle is a useless character that created too much mystery. Yeah. It created too much mystery around the character.
Does she even have a fucking line?
No.
I don't think so. But the thing is, to me, it's like, why even put her in there? Why even introduce it as a character?
That's
Yoda
the thing.
Yoda is Yoda. Everybody knows who Yoda is.
They definitely were not like Yoda would say shit and everybody else would shut up. So it's like, why have a count? I get it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yoda was like, hey, man. Yeah. Like you said, everyone was like, damn, man, we don't agree with that, but it's fucking Yoda, man. So
the only people that
are you going to fight him? I'm not. So shut up.
I think the only council members that ever speak are Mace. Kai, Adi Mundi, or whatever the Conehead dude they talk, and that's only in episode two. Mace Windu
talks and a lot. Yoda. Sam Jackson, dog. He was going to guarantee those lines.
I can't think of anyone else that speaks in the first episode besides those three.
Kit Fisto talked, but that was in episode two before that one. Kit Fisto was
I think he just smiles. I don't think he actually speaks.
He's the octopus head. He was one of my favorites. He's one of my favorites.
Played by Phil Lamar in the Wars.
Yeah. No, Kit Fisto, he was green. He had like alien eyes. And he had like
Predators. Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Okay. All right.
He's one of my favorite. He's one of my favorite Jedi.
Yeah.
I feel like
he's going to have a lot of shit to accidentally get cut off with a lightsaber with his tentacles all everywhere.
Maybe he talks in Clone Wars. Maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
He talks in Clone Wars, but I can't. I think he really just smiles. And
he smiles on screen in that big battle. Yeah.
Murdering a ton of people in an arena. Yeah. Gives him a smile and a thumbs up.
That arena scene was just like, the whole time I was like, what is this?
And a lot of Jedi get murdered the shit out of them.
Jango Fett gets his head.
Doesn't do a thing.
He flies in. Cut off. He flies in like a badass on his jetpack, and they're just like, hey, man.
That's all he could do, man. He doesn't have combat training. Like you said, man, he's a Charlton.
That's another character, I'm sure we'll get to that, but that's another character that they hype up as being cool as fuck.
Boba Fett and or Jango Fett?
Gets Jango, both. They get taken out like a fucking bitch. Like, I mean, he shouldn't have been going against the Jedi in general, but he's touted it like he had a video game.
Well, in the extended universe, Boba Fett is cooler. You know, he trains. Yeah,
no, definitely. Again,
he trains Han Solo's kids. And shit like that. Like, that's cool.
Everything not in the movies is But in way the
movies,
cooler.
They're the absolute worst.
Yeah. Yeah. But even Jango, he comes out with these, like, six shooters, like, bow, 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 bow.
He looks cool. He's an all silver.
Yeah, he's got clean armor look.
He looks cool, yeah. But he gets fucking...
He was cool, man. Yeah.
And then he falls off like a bitch.
But then he's a huck. You find out he's a huckster. He has no real training. He's not even fucking Mandalorian.
Yep, lying on his resume.
He does hold his own against Obi-Wan, though. That was kind of a cool battle scene.
Yeah,
whatever.
But we're talking about Obi-Wan.
Already determined Obi-Wan's a bitch, too.
We just realized that Obi-Wan is a huckster.
Saying a bitch be bitch. Yeah. I mean, who's the bigger bitch?
Trying to collect a check, like Lex said.
Yeah, these are hucksters, man, fighting against each other. They both don't even want to really fight. So they're like, hey, man, somebody's watching. Let's just kind of fucking fight.
The perfect scene for that is... This is when he's reaching out with the force to get his lightsaber, and he gets wrapped up with the cable when he's flying around, as if he couldn't just attract the lightsaber farther.
How does that stop your force from wire?
I imagine that Obi-Wan pulls up because it's like raining like crazy when he pulls up. He's like, he goes to the clone factory or whatever. He's like, man, no one's gonna be here because it's fucking raining.
I'm gonna check in,
see if everything's cool. I'm gonna go home. I'm gonna go to sleep. And then Jango Fett's there. He's like, fuck, man. I guess I got to fight Jango Fett because they're going to ask me what happened.
we're going to have this really tense-ass conversation.
And then I feel like Jango Fett just ate, like, a really big burrito or something. He's just like, god damn, I don't want to fight either. And so it's like, kind of bullshit with each other. And then they realize that they both don't want to fight. And they're just like, yeah, let's go. Let's fucking get out of here, man. That's how I figure.
Yeah,
that's my
Jango
Fett. I like these. They make my list. The Fets.
I like the space fight afterwards, where it's like he drops those bombs and it's like, wow!
Oh, that one, to me, like, that was
that's
cool.
That's fun.
I liked those.
Yeah,
those
were cool. I enjoyed. I appreciated that.
But Jango Fett was the worst.
Very rock star.
That's my total list, but I do have an honorable mention only.
I feel like your honorable mention doesn't count.
So. It doesn't count. But it would be.
Such a great character.
Max Rebo and the Jizz Whalers.
No, dude. Okay, talk about. I love Max Rebo. Calm down. Original
Max Rebo.
Shit.
I don't.
Yeah, he kicks ass.
I don't hate them. I just like that name.
They're the Jizz Whalers.
That's the name of the band.
No, they're not.
Yes, and that's what I feel like it's honorably I have to mention it. It's not that I hate him. Max Rebo was cool.
Their name.
just so I could talk about the Jizwell, was because when I was researching it, I researched it, and that's what popped up, and I was like, all right. There's a reason why no one knows that, because that's a terrible
name. Yeah, the Jizz Whalers. I don't know. That's pretty
Max,
bad.
Max Rebo on the Jizz Whalers. I want a shirt that says
name, that. Name of your porno tape. That'd be – we should make shirts.
We should make that. All
right, everybody, be on the lookout for Max Rebo on the Jizz Whaler shirts.
Can we do that?
George Lucas is going to see the shit out of
Can we do that legally? Or we can just make a shirt that says the Jizz Whalers.
We could just make a Jizz Whaler shirt.
And put like a blue elephant on there with a piano.
Wednesday Blue List and the Jizz Whalers.
Yeah.
Jizz Whalers could definitely happen. How does that sound? Is there a lot of gurgling with the Jizz Whale? I don't know.
I just don't understand why that would be a name that they would create.
Oh no! It's like boner.
I don't understand where you. Oh shit! Yeah, that's yeah. Okay,
that's it. That's canon, dog.
It's like boner used to be a mistake. You know.
Max Rebo and the Jizz Whalers. You heard it.
I wonder what jizz meant back then.
Yeah, apparently
40 years ago.
I think someone saw that and they found out that it was like, oh man, Max Rebo and the Jizz Whalers, jizz. Man, we could just start calling our semen that. It's like, that's where it's maybe.
What came first, the
Jizz Whalers or the Jizz?
Yeah, the Jizz Whalers. Oh shit. Oh man. So
what was not on my list? So we already Simon had the Fets on that added to the list. Webb, what do you got on your list that I didn't?
The Fets.
All right, so Jar Jar Binks is my number one. Rose is my number two. Grievous and the droids.
Let's talk about Grievous and the droids for a second.
It was once again George Lucas. Okay, we've removed Jar Jar. Now let's add comic relief droids that
will take you
out of the being immersed in this, like, hey, we're in a battle. And they continued it in Clone Wars, too, where it was just
Roger.
Yeah.
All the banter like fucking,
like comic they're so dumb.
Stuff, and it's
all
just
the
like,
banter between the droids seems unnecessary, because if they're robots, why do you have to give them personalities?
Right.
Why can they not communicate? That's what I've always wondered. And they do that. It's almost like a waste of technology. Like in the Clone Wars TV show, you'll see them traveling through the desert, and they're like, I can't – you know, they're all individuals. They should be a hive mind.
Yeah, yes. Why are they talking to each other? Yeah.
Right. Not only that, but, yeah, they shouldn't have to communicate with shit.
Well, if you wanted a legit robot force, why would you give them AI?
Give them all those battle droids, like those super battle droids. I was like, those guys are legit. Like, they look like they could kill some shit. They're sleep, not like, oh, I, you know, like – slapstick joke.
It just seems like a waste. Right. General Grievous.
I started thinking about it too, because I have C-3PO on my list.
Yeah. Mm.
I can't stand him. The only thing he's done to help the group is he talked to the Ewoks.
He cataloged everything though.
Yeah, he's the storyteller.
He's the only reason we have the story, man. It's all
I'm watching the story, so I don't. Why am I watching the story then if he's just going to tell me about? I don't care.
All a real.
That would have been a more real story. That's
be
how
really
they
nice
should have
run, because I don't know how many fucking scenes they had to look back and be like, "Come on, 3PO," and I'm like, "Who gives a shit about this guy?"
You know what?
Like, obviously, an over the top queen.
I think I'm going to agree with what Simon's about to say, though.
I think it would have been, maybe not. I think it would have been really cool if they ended The Rise of Skywalker with 3PO closing the book, like in The Princess Bride.
Get the fuck out of here.
Never mind.
And he's like, and that's how the story ends.
Never mind. I don't agree with that.
It should be like a Mr. Rogers voice.
Yeah. Or like a Morgan Freeman, like now he starts talking like Morgan Freeman.
Yeah.
He's a
and
robot.
That's the story of the Jedi. Yeah,
and there's like a bunch of like little –
why is he old?
A bunch of little
and
robots.
Fred Savage was there. Yeah, man, it would have been great.
Yeah, man, I couldn't stand C-3PO. Like I said, he felt like an overdramatic queen the whole time. Like,
R2-D2
what?
So what about R2-D2? Do you think they should have just been R2-D2 or they didn't need them at all? Yeah, I don't know why they had to have two of them. I guess because R2-D2 couldn't talk.
Well,
because
one had to fucking talk for the other. And it's like, why not just have R2-D2 talk? Why not?
But the thing that I hate about those characters is that they're so prominent in all the movies but then like nobody ever remembers them.
Yeah, it's good, because like, honestly,
I feel like everyone remembers those.
To me, but like you said, it's like, hey, Obi-Wan, hey, you guys are my best friends. Darth Vader's like
within the fiction.
Yeah, yeah. Darth Vader's like, you guys have known me since I was 7.
Yeah.
But I'm like, not, I'm not even.
I created this one.
Yeah. I'm not even going to talk to you. And the thing is, they make Darth Vader this emotional character. He's so emotional about his past and his kids and all the shit that he missed out on. But like, these characters have been prominent his whole life. He's like, I don't give a shit about you guys anymore. I'm not even going to acknowledge that I knew you. You know, it's just.
I am curious. I'm curious what you thought I was going to say that you were going to agree with. I got to know.
I was thinking that, you know, when they erased his memory in the last movie. I was going to say that it was
some sort of, restarted 2 minutes later.
It was going to be some sort of, at the end, someone, they backed up his memory and then someone's retelling the whole story or something like that.
Oh.
Nah. Kind of weirdly similar to your closing the book. I don't know.
Close the book.
Why does like he have Prince, a book? Why princess, does he have a book if he remembers like that?
Why not a Jedi holocron, like man?
Why doesn't he just tell the story since he has a robot mind?
Yeah, he's got all those sound bites and shit he was doing with the Ewoks.
Yeah.
But what about General Grievous? Let's talk about Grievous for a second.
Why does a fucking robot have a cough?
That was bad. Like he's
because he's an android, not a robot.
He was injured in the original Clone Wars. Grandi Terrors cough.
He showed up in the Clone Wars, so I don't understand how
he has a cough because Mace Windu fucked up his lungs.
Breathing apparatus. Yeah,
and he never got that shit repaired.
That's dumb. Happened too fast. They don't have medical insurance in the Clone Wars.
The motherfucker lasted 8 seasons of the Clone Wars and then another movie.
He was a cool character on paper, but then he ended up like kind of fizzling out.
If they had made him into the Terminator, like badass killer robot, then fine. Yeah. But like,
yeah,
they never made their villains. And one of the things I know I said that I didn't really like Rogue One just because it was a prequel. But the redeeming scene of that entire film was the Darth Vader scene where it turned from like the suspense thing to like, this is a horror movie now.
I agree.
Because this is a monster that is unstoppable that will kill everybody. And that was the first time we had seen him as Darth Vader kick ass.
His own people. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were just like, oh my God.
And Grievous and his droid army never got to that level of like, hey, your leader, that's a bunch of idiots, and you have the coronavirus before anybody else did.
And maybe that's my problem with all the villains that I've talked about today. Is that the Star Wars, any directors or whatever of Star Wars, they say, they realize Darth Vader is the main bad guy. Even Emperor Palpatine and Darth Vader are the bad guys. So any other bad guys that we introduce are just like, we don't really give a shit about.
There's filler.
It's kind of filler. So we'll give them a little bit of story and then they die. And it's like nothing even fucking matter.
Another bad guy that's actually on my list.
Who's that?
Dooku.
Yeah, Count Dooku wasn't cool until he died.
The story of Count Dooku. Sorry, we killed a marketing cash cow known as Darth Maul. Here's an old dude that moves slow, talks slow, and is old as balls and older than the Emperor. Okay. So he's more experienced with the Force, but let's take the knee to this guy in the Senate.
He's also Dracula. No. Yeah. What was he?
Yeah, he was a Dracula. Dracula. Yeah. He was also Saruman. I don't give a shit what his resume is.
Right, yeah.
Like, here's just this. You've replaced Darth Maul, this badass of marketing. That episode one, that was the key focus of
everybody wanted it. Oh, man.
Yeah. Ugh. And you're talking about all these choreographed scenes, and he's fucking and then hey, we'll kill him. And here's this old dude that's like,
Count Dooku wasn't cool until the only time Count Dooku was cool was in that last scene whenever
he gets his
head chopped off. That was the only time he was cool.
No,
it was just
this weird filler of like why,
And I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to go pee. We're going to take an interview.
Much like Newt Gunray as well, just like a Y.
He was a filler character, but he was way too prominent of a filler character.
Yeah.
Like, he came out the gate as a badass in Attack of the Clones. He was just like, everyone knew who he was. The way they were
kind of talking about him.
He had those dainty
Everyone knew who he was. Obi-Wan. Obi-Wan was scared of him. Everyone was like, kind of scared of this guy. Can't get it
up all the way.
They propped him up as, like, emperor level, but then he never really did anything.
Yeah. He had a ship that had sails on it.
That was kind of cool.
I'm gonna peek. I like the solar sails. I will say that the one thing that they promoted about that character is they'd almost promoted him as like more of a strategic mastermind than like Darth Maul or even
right. Yeah, he was more cerebral than Darth Maul. I'm willing to accept that. Okay,
yeah, why Darth Maul had three lines in the first movie or whatever.
Right,
but
why did you need somebody that's more cerebral like? Darth Maul was going to be your toys.
Yeah, he could have been developed. And in fact, he was. I mean, if you look at the Clone Wars and Rebels and whatever else, even Han or Solo or whatever, like this character has apparently entered the lexicon as a cool character. So why didn't you develop him more?
But I don't like the idea of bringing him back, though, either. And I watched the Clone Wars. I don't...
You're gonna survive getting
chopped in half, dude.
I'm with you. That's a retcon. It's just like a shitty retcon.
Yeah,
I mean it's,
and it's because of hey, Count Dooku's boring as hell. Don't see a lot of kids buying the old dude figure.
Yeah, the old beard.
Yeah,
guy.
I like the gray haired guy.
Yeah, and it's the same. I mean,
I'm always afraid that my first thing that's gonna come in when I'm. Is my penis when I'm like going across this curve. No shorts.
No, but that's the thing about the Sith in general. It's like they had Asajj Ventress. They had But
are we talking about cool characters that didn't matter?
But yeah, like Darth Maul is the one that stuck around.
Yeah,
where they had to bring him back so many times.
Exactly, like he was so cool that they had to bring him back, but they. He had placed him already with Count Dooku, and it's like, no point.
He eventually rules the Mandalorians. Am I wrong? Is that correct?
In the Clone Wars, like yeah.
Kind of.
He works out something with Death Watch or whatever the hell they're called.
And they brought him back. He was in Solo. Like, why?
Yeah, in that part, I was just like, oh, no, because it's like...
That movie was...
In episode 4, is like, yeah, I don't believe in any of that bullshit. So it's like, wait, you just put him on a collision course with a Force user.
That movie was so okay.
It was okay.
That if they did okay.
Robot who wanted to fuck Lando, that was weird.
I thought it was cool. That was funny to me.
Yeah, but that explains why the Millennium Falcon is a she, right?
Well, it's because Lando's so weird that I thought that relationship was cool.
It doesn't explain why the fuck it doesn't work in the next 4 movies.
Or ever.
Because it has an attitude.
It's like a convenience thing. The Millennium Falcon only works in convenience.
Yeah.
It only works when they're in a pinch. That's the only time everything works like it runs.
And it works like a badass. Like, that's great. I do appreciate in the newer movies, it's like, it's on fucking fire. pushed it too hard. Yeah. I do appreciate that.
One thing about that movie, though, is like the movie was so okay that it would have been passable. But then, like, putting Darth Maul in there for no fucking reason makes it.
I mean, there was a reason, because they had to get Darth Maul back into the movies.
There's a lot of shit that has no reason.
Why did they kill him? Like, they know that he was a badass character. Just severely injure him instead of chopping him in half. Because
you have to, man. You have to. He was severely injured as far as Star Wars.
They chopped him in half, and then they brought him back with a robot leg. Spider robot leg.
All that shit doesn't make sense. Why did they have to say... who's with you? Or what's your name? Han. Who's with you? I'm by myself. Han Solo. Like, dumb. You know? That's bad storytelling.
Kind of. But it's Han Solo. In general. It's cool. Passable because it's Han Solo.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I kind of forgave that part, Simon.
Yeah. It could have been cooler if his name was just fucking Han Solo. Like, whatever.
I agree.
True. But the only thing that I really didn't like about that movie is that, one, it wasn't Harrison Ford.
I also didn't like Emilia Clarke.
Yeah, but I never liked her, so it doesn't really matter.
I was just like, I'm happy you said that, because I don't think I think she's great as Daenerys.
I don't even like her as Daenerys. She gives up my goddamn...
I bet she's reached her limits. Like, okay, just
do that. That's it. You're done.
Yeah. Game of Thrones. I hate Game of Thrones
Christmas
now.
Movie, don't care.
I hate Game of Thrones now so much that that character to me is just like, you're associated with me hating you.
It's like 180 on that character. Anyway, this isn't Game of Thrones, but I agree.
We can segue into another 3 hours.
Game of Thrones. Let's go ahead. We'll end episode this, and then we'll start.
You guys ready for 3 more hours? Well,
I get the rest of my list in. The Hutt Band, after George Lucas added all this stuff in the 90s.
Right, into
a music video segment where, like, yeah, they even changed the music. And
the weird CGI character with like the giant mouth.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Yeah,
yeah. Ooh, D Tech.
Yeah. That just ruined. That was a lot for me.
Yeah,
and and then I had Watto on my list, but then I have the Fets. Boss Nass, which was the King Gungan.
Boss Nass was another, I'm mistaken, he was another racially
absolutely
heavy character.
Super.
He had
Then
he was supposed to be this intelligent character, but he still spoke in like broken English.
He's the leader of
talks about how intelligence is important, but then
he's dumb as fuck.
He speaks in broken English and shit like that. Yeah, yeah.
Dexter Jetster. I don't know if you guys remember him. He was the diner owner in episode 2. Mm-hmm. The overweight one with four arms and the wife beater with his stomach hanging out.
Yeah, he was just in regular clothes.
Everything about weapons.
Yeah, he was just in regular clothes and it was completely CGI. Yeah.
Obi-Wan goes to him for advice. Yes.
Yeah, like, where did this bullet come from? He's like,
it's kind of like a military mustache going on.
But he also kind of looked like Homer Simpson, kind of like.
Yes, very much.
And then
I forgot about that guy.
I put Phasma, Captain Phasma.
So if I was going to I didn't add any characters from the new trilogy because the new trilogy is so bad. But Captain Phasma, 100%.
But see, I started second guessing it because I don't think she's the worst character. It's just she had the most potential that they failed to catch.
And so in the new trilogy, it makes her one of the worst characters.
Yeah, Captain Phasma is the Boba Fett of the new trilogy. Like, cool character that could have had a lot of potential.
Great character design. Man,
what sucked
amazing.
Is that the promo was so, cool. amazing for it. The promo was like, and then I was still in my game. We were talking about Game of Thrones again. I was still in my Game of Thrones hype phase. I was still in there.
Yeah, man.
And so they got Brienne, one of my favorite characters from
the
show.
They got this 6-foot lady in here.
One of my favorite characters from the show. So I'm just like, hell yeah, I get to see more Brienne. Didn't know that I wasn't going to get zero Brienne.
just an eyeball.
And so I'm watching this character. I'm just like, first of all, she gets 16 minutes in the trilogy, I think, all together. And I'm like, looks badass. Gonna sell toys. Gonna sell the movie.
Yeah.
But like,
seems like she's second in command, kind of. Like she's the staff sergeant for all the troops.
Well, they made the weird Ron Weasley kid's brother the fucking main character.
Yeah. He's on my list, too.
They made him like the main character of like the bad guys. Like he was more prominent than Snoke was.
Yeah.
Like why not use
fucking guy? That guy's a good actor.
You gotta have somebody take.
But why not make Phasma that character? Why not make just cut that shit out altogether?
It's unfortunate because that
DJ, which was Benicio del Toro's character from Last Jedi, and then Vice Admiral Holdo from which is Laura Dern's character from Last Jedi.
She was bad, but
she was.
That was a cool scene, though.
It was more convenient. She was a convenience character.
That scene breaks the universe.
Yeah,
the lightspeed scene breaks the universe because you've now weaponized it.
Yeah. Why haven't you been doing that the entire time?
Instead of firing photon torpedoes in that 3.5-meter exhaust port. Fire a fucking X-Wing. Just shoot it on in there. No problem.
Yeah, that's an
at that point, just use all the X-Wings. Just use those as your bullets.
Lose like 10 freaking pilots and 10 X-Wings the whole time.
It was a cool scene. I'm not saying it
was cool. I agree. Like the scene where
fucking silent.
It was so good. But also,
yes,
I agree.
Was amazing, but it breaks. And it's like, I don't want people to rationalize like, oh, Last Jedi was a good movie because of these great scenes, and it's like, put it in that box of
that's with every movie. Every movie has cool scenes, but
beyond that, they break the universe by having lasers affected by gravity to where they come down as bombs.
Or the, like, or even the bombs in The Last Jedi,
they come at an arc.
Or even the bombs, in space dropping straight down.
Yeah,
yeah, they open bomber bays.
Yeah, those bomber bays in outer space. Like, it should have just went like this.
But it's like you either have to.
Everybody just gets
everybody's dead.
Yeah, you either have to accept none of the rules or all of the rules. You know what I mean?
But I get what you're saying, though. Like, then why not just. Then the Death Star doesn't mean anything when you can just
autopilot and X-wing,
light speed X-wing
right into that exhaust port.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I get it.
Return of the Jedi. That thing was half a Death Star. Autopilot a ship right into that thing.
That's the first. She's the first one that thought about it, though. That's why they call it the hold the maneuver. Yeah.
Laura Dern character.
She was like,
she was more plot device than me. She wasn't. I didn't like her, but she. I wouldn't say she was the worst. She was,
God, y'all have convinced me that I hate that movie. I used to like it. Like, before this podcast,
that movie was like, bad,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. I mean, I don't. I didn't hate it, but now
Luke trashing the lightsaber. And just.
Yeah.
The scene where we're talking about this.
You don't have to convince me.
Because I had a bad dream.
The casino scene?
In the galaxy, but I had
casino
a bad
scene's dream. Definitely bad.
The casino scene? Why?
No, it's definitely bad. Yeah, there's no redeeming that.
Why?
When Finn releases that animal, and he's like, "Hey, at least it was worth it."
And then
like he does something, and then Rose's like, "No, it's worth it." And it's like, I hoped Finn would push her ass off that cliff.
And then they tease the kid, Finn.
It's okay.
They tease the stable kid as like some future Jedi or whatever.
I think that was going to be kind of a tease for like Rian Johnson's external Skywalker trilogy.
Which isn't happening.
You know what? Maybe Knives Out was a good movie. I've seen his other stuff. Knives Out was good.
Yeah,
I feel like
his movies are detective mysteries though.
Star Wars is too big. Yeah, Star Wars is too big.
And especially in the middle of a franchise. Yeah. You come in like you need to just you got to play it safe, man. I'm sorry. You know, yeah, I get it.
I just think it's bad. That's bad. It's like, hey, man, J.J. Abrams was doing this. This is what
he set you up, dude. You don't need to say, like, fuck you, J.J.
Take it away. And you're like, I don't like what he did in that movie. I'm going to do this. You're like,
right.
I would say the only thing that I appreciate or that I could defend maybe of Rian Johnson's decisions is the fact that Rey's kids or Rey's come from nothing. Like, I appreciate that because I get tired of this cyclical only this family.
I'm with you.
But my problem is y'all set it up as a huge story arc in the first one.
The big reveal was shitty. I feel like
you have to blame that on J.J. Abrams, though, because he is a big fan of the mystery box.
The two.
He's a huge fan.
The first movie hinted at, man, maybe it's Han Solo's kid. Maybe Rey and Kylo are brother and sisters. It was like a lot of mystery.
Yeah,
and I get it. You can say it's J.J. Abrams' fault, but that's what we were going into. Like, what's done? That's what we were going
into. J.J. Abrams is notorious for the mystery box. Like, he'll create a problem and then never solve it.
And
like,
what the sucks questions, they're
never
doing,
answers.
I mean, I feel like he would have solved it, but then Rian Johnson said, fuck it.
I really don't think so. I really don't think so. And, in fact, I feel like he was only brought in for that third movie because he had the first movie that was successful.
And people hated the second one so much.
Yeah. I think he had a proven track record.
The second movie was already written before Rian came in and then just rewrote a lot of it.
What I originally heard was that they were gonna do J.J. Abrams for the first one, someone for the second one, someone for the third one. They're gonna do all three directors.
Yeah.
And I was like, why?
Because that's how George Lucas did the original.
George Lucas was always there, though. You know what I mean? Like, George Lucas.
That's crazy now.
George Lucas was in the middle of it. He was like Kevin Feige, like, nah, we're not doing that, dude.
Yeah. But he doesn't always make the best decisions.
Dude, they're related, George.
What'd you say,
Sam? He doesn't always make the best decisions. They talk about that with the the video games. Like, they would bring him on set with, I think it was Starkiller or some
of
the ones.
Are you ready to get into that? Because if I had a number one on my list, it'd be fucking George Lucas.
that's the worst thing to happen to Star Wars.
Yeah.
He made one crappy movie, Star Wars 1 or Episode 4, and all the nerds in the world were like, man, I fucking love this. And then he was like,
sweet. I better find a better director.
They don't know how weird I am. And then he just claimed
that I'm a genius and I have this story already written. And it's like,
I have 18 multiple languages, alien languages that I've created. I'm completely fluent in them. I have Star Wars Ranch where I have all these secret alien things. I'm just like,
the best Star Wars.
Fucking insane.
Simon and you have said it. The best Star Wars stories were not told anywhere close to George Lucas.
Even close.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that game, the first game, Force Unleashed. To me, maybe one of my favorite games in a list of, I don't know. It's one of my favorite games, though. I loved it so much.
At the time it came out, I really liked it.
Yeah, I played it recently, and it doesn't hold up. But at the time it came out, I loved it. It was introducing a new character, had a little bit of the old stuff, had Darth Vader and all those characters in there. It played like an in-between story when we didn't have an in-between story.
What was cool is it was the introduction of his Padawan before Ahsoka was a thing, which is cool.
And then George Lucas said, I don't like that. You guys are fucking fired. So we're going to bring in a whole new studio for the second game. And the second game said, you know what? We're just going to fucking do clones. Because that's what we do, dog. We're Star Wars. We have clones. We're going to do fucking clones.
Yeah.
Of this in-depth character that had so much story in the first game.
And him dying in the first one was important.
We're just going to fucking clone him, man. Yeah,
fuck it.
And then all the relationships and shit that matter in the first one, don't give a shit about. He's cloned. And if he dies in this game, we just fucking clone him again. Yeah. Like, what? Did I play the second game? Of course I played the second game. Because I love the first one so much. And at that time, like, Star Wars games weren't – they didn't have a solo Star Wars game at that time that wasn't like a Knights of the Old Republic, like, really in-depth MMO, you know.
Yeah, they didn't have, like, a Jedi control – you controlling a Jedi player.
Well, other than, like, the Dark Forces sequels, like Jedi Academy.
Jedi Outcast or whatever, Jedi Academy.
But at that time, it was still
– Jedi Academy.
You had to be like a Star Wars fan to play Jedi Academy and all those games. Like this game,
to make any sense, because that was truly like the fourth game. Mm-hmm. There was like Dark Forces 2, then Jedi. What was the other one you said? Apprentice or something.
There was Jedi Academy. Yeah. I think that was the first one. And then Jedi Outcast.
I think it's actually the opposite. I think it's the Outcast and Academy, also on Switch.
I don't even remember those games. I remember games that I played back in the day were Knights of the Old Republic. Loved it. Still love it.
Yeah, Knights of the Old Republic's fantastic.
I played Terrace Kai. That's a really bad fighting game.
That's a great one. I love that
really
one.
Bad fighting game.
Wait, which one?
Knights of Terrace Kai game. Or whatever. It was like a fighting game. It was 100%. Han Solo.
You could play
as
one of the pigs from Jabba's palace.
You could play. You could play as Han Solo against. Against fucking
the Gamorreans or whatever those pig dudes.
My main thing was like you can play against Han Solo against like Luke Skywalker, which didn't make sense.
Yeah, he just gets chopped the shit out.
Han Solo beat the shit out of him.
I played. There was a Nintendo 64 game that I played. It might have been Shadows of the Empire.
Shadows of the Empire. Yeah. Then there was the Rogue Squadron.
Love that game. Fucking hard as it is.
Did y'all ever play the pilot PC games like the X-Wing and TIE Fighter ones?
I played the X-Wing one. I played Bounty Hunter with Jango Fett.
That one.
Don't forget Battlefront, the original ones on PlayStation 2.
I still apologize for making you guys play that. I have the second one.
Yeah, it was
Battlefront. The second one's good.
It's kind of fun. Yeah, and I got it for free.
I like it. I like it.
A game that I did like that a lot of people didn't like was Episode 3. They had a game that you could play. It was really good.
I didn't mind that.
I liked it better than the movie.
Honestly, Phantom Menace has a game that's not terrible.
Never played it, but I did play Episode 3. Episode 3 was great.
Because you play as Jedi Fallen Order.
Jedi Power Battles on the original PlayStation.
Was Jedi Power Battles where you could it was a co-op fighting through levels and stuff like that, like a dungeon crawler almost.
See, I remember that. Yeah, that's how episode 3 was to me. It was like a dungeon crawler co-op.
Yeah.
I never played Power Rattles. I don't remember Power Rattles.
Rattles isn't bad.
How do I feel about Fallen Order? I never finished it.
Okay.
I liked it.
I liked it.
The intro was great, but I got over it real quick.
Because that was Jerome?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't like that actor.
Well, and it was Ian from Shameless. I'm a huge Shameless fan.
It's like, why not just let you create your own character?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If he was a character that didn't matter. It was just like an ambiguous character.
I mean, well, it ended up, spoiler alert, not really mattering.
Yeah. They're making a sequel, right?
Oh, good. Guess what happens? Darth Vader's still going to be fucking around.
Yeah. I wouldn't. Honestly, you're right. I wouldn't even care if he had voiced the character if we could have just created our own.
They had the chick from Mad TV in there, too, right? She was the.
She was the
black chick. I like that.
Yeah.
I like her. She does good voice work. She was in Wolfenstein, which I fucking love that game.
She was in Wolfenstein. Yeah. Her mocap work is way better in Wolfenstein.
Yeah, way better. I never finished Fallen Order because I was over it. I did the first couple missions and it started getting repetitive and I was like, this is going to be the game. So,
yeah. It's real weird because I like the gameplay and everything, but it does not have, like, you can tell, you're like, this is not Star Wars money. Like, this is what happened. Because, like, this game is not Star Wars money. You know
EA was trying to make a play for, like, hey, man, we're sorry. We fucking try to get your guys' money off of gambling and shit with the loot boxes.
Battlefront 2 is so refined. Like, the character models are so good.
I will say that. It does look really good.
It's not the greatest game, but it looks great.
Yeah.
But Jedi Fallen Order, like, it's pretty fun, but it kind of looks like whatever.
And it's clunky. It's kind of clunky. Yeah,
it's clunky. There were so many times
where, like, that kid, the character's hair was, like, just jumping in a cutscene. I'm like, all right, cool, dude. Like,
well, there would be times I would be fighting some creature, alien creature, and then I would just fall off of the side of where I was, and it was like, oh.
The ice level, I'd be skiing down the ice and just, like, hit and fall down the wrong side. That's how I'd die. Yeah.
I wasn't that impressed.
Yeah.
No. Nah.
Agreed.
So, worst character, that dude, whatever, Jerome.
I feel like that guy gets the worst character to everything he's in, so. Yeah. Maybe it's that kid's face.
I got to hand it to that guy, man.
He's really got his face.
He's got a type.
So who else is on your list, Webb?
Oh, no, I mean, shit, dude. I just gave y'all, like,
We covered everybody. No, it was. I was just making sure we covered everybody.
The Feds, New Gunray, Boss Nass, Dexter Jester, Captain Phasma, Watto, Admiral Holdo, DJ. Those were all my honorable mentions. Hux was one of the two. Just because he got really over the top.
Yeah, he's a main character that really doesn't matter at all. Yeah. Like, what the hell? They had him in there because he was in AI or whatever. What's that movie? Not AI. Is it? Yes, Artificial Intelligence. Deus Ex Machina. That's the name of the movie he's in. Yeah,
Jude Law was in AI.
Yeah, and that kid from Sixth Sense was in AI.
Yeah, he's in Deus Ex Machina with the dude that plays Poe. So, fun little story.
You know who I originally?
He's also in Judge Dredd or Dredd.
Yeah, he's the computer hacker.
Yeah, with gross pink
hair. Do you know who I originally put on my list? But then I took him off because I started reading his backstory, and I was like, man, this character has a deep story that no one knows
Boba
about.
Fett. Is Boba Fett
Lobot?
Who?
Lobot.
Oh, the guy, the Cloud City guy with the computer on his head.
Oh, okay,
he's got like the computer power donut.
Yeah. So at first I was like, man, I hate that guy because I hated his face. When I saw that movie, I was like, this is dumb. They're just
putting
fucking things on his ears and they just made a character. But he actually has a pretty in-depth backstory that I'm not going to get into it on this story, but or in this podcast, but I appreciate it, man. Lobot might be one of my favorite characters in Star Wars.
Wikipedia.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't want to put, like, Bosk on there or anything?
Bosk is cool. IG-88. is cool.
Dengar's a bad character. Wrapped in toilet paper with terrible.
Yeah, because I had like all the bounty hunters on that list or that were there. Bossk is cool.
I like Bossk. He's all right.
Bossk is cool.
Like, since that Robot Chicken episode where they made like Bossk like this suave like James Bond, like I'm a fan.
And I also saw this. I saw this.
He's in the Clone Wars too. Yeah,
there's a shirt. Cool. There's like an All in the Family shirt that it was like Bossk in the family and had Bossk and the other characters from All in the Family. It was like Bossk instead of Tony Danza. And so ever since then, I was like, okay, Bossk is cool, I guess. This totally unrelated universe.
I do you mean who's the boss?
Who's the boss? That's
what an infinitely better shirt.
No, who's the boss? That's what it was. Who's the boss?
Yeah.
Who's the boss was better.
I appreciate that. I like that. I might have to get that.
IG-88 was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Way cooler when
in the Mandalorian.
You can see what he can do in the Mandalorian.
Right. Yeah, I like how clunky he is, but also smooth.
Yeah,
that series has been amazing to me. It's great just because I like the old Western feel, like the gunslinger type stuff. Tied in, but once again, not fucking dealing with Skywalker.
I'll say it right now.
Yeah, very redeeming.
And I'm going to get on the record in saying this, that I hope that in the second season they don't do too much. Because it seems like they're going to. Ahsoka's in it. Rosario Dawson's playing Ahsoka in.
She's going to be in Bad Batch too. They're really trying to pull her out.
They brought her in Rebels. She was a main character. Yeah. She's obviously in Clone Wars, but she was a main character in Rebels. Her and Darth Vader had an interaction.
Oh, spoiler alert!
Yeah.
Sorry if you guys haven't seen it. So Rosario Dawson is going to play her in Mandalorian. They're introducing, and Boba Fett also is going to be in Mandalorian. So yeah. With the original guy Boba that played Fett. The guy that Boba played Jango Fett. Fett, the guy that played Jango Fett is going to play Boba Fett in this series.
Oh, cool!
So
he's also Aquaman's dad. Did you know that?
He is. It's all connected.
Also, I don't give a shit.
I just hope that it's not too much. Like, I feel like that's one of those things. Like, adding Boba Fett is like, why?
They just latched on to things, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, Mandalorian's popular. You know who else is popular? Boba Fett. Let's bring Boba Fett in. Boba he Fett. Died. Who cares? Let's bring him in.
Who cares? I would honestly be okay if they brought in the expanded universe stuff, but they got to find a good reason for it, you know?
I don't know.
Like, not just make it happen. You know, because I remember as a kid, I had the toy where it was like the expanded universe where Boba Fett crawls his way out of the Sarlacc pit. Mm-hmm. And he makes a jetpack out of Jabba's ship or whatever whatever. But
it goes back to what you're saying. Boba Fett's only cool in the expanded universe.
Right.
He sucks in fucking the movies, man. He looks cool.
He's intimidating for one movie. In the second movie, he gets hit. They play the Wilhelm scream and he hits a ship and falls in the Sarlacc pit.
He looks
that
cool.
Is literally his story arc.
I mean, he didn't really look that cool. He looked like a fucking broke ass dude with a rocket pack.
Yeah.
He had obviously, it didn't work so well because as soon as somebody accidentally hit it, it fucking went off.
He had a sweatsuit on and then he had armor over a sweatsuit.
Yeah.
And
in the desert. That makes a lot of sense.
He's wearing a Ghostbuster costume with armor. Really
exactly. Thank you. Yeah.
The Mandalorian.
He has a rocket at the top. Like, that's safe.
The Mandalorian significantly made that cooler, the character cooler, or that, like, whole lore cooler than it was. Yeah.
Where all the Mandalorians just, like, floated up and started blasting the shit out of stuff. Cool. I was like, this is amazing.
So cool. Dude. So cool.
Like,
yeah.
And Clone Wars does a good job at the Mandalorians. They're cool in that. But, like, Boba Fett is, like, my least favorite Mandalorian at this point.
Well, and also, he's not a Mandalorian, as you said earlier. Like, he's the same. He's the same as Jango.
Like he is a fake Jango Fett, who is a fake Mandalorian.
Right.
So he's even, like, double that bitch-ass bitch. I think that's our list, folks. I think that's going to be it.
Yeah. That's it. I got 16% left on my battery. So
how long does this take for you to edit, Lex?
A while.
That's what I was going to say.
So Simon and I were doing them on. This is going to be the. We're circling the drain. I'm going to end the audio, and we'll see you guys.
Feels like you're about to end the show. Then you're like, "We're circling the drain. We'll end the day now. We're done."
Yeah, no, that it's consistent. We will see you next week. We'll see you next time. Appreciate you all stopping in.
Don't know what we're going to talk about.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Happy.
Yeah, we'll see you guys next time, and that's it.